Track 14, Unit 3, Listening 2, Memory and Smell.
Let's consider how powerful olfactory evoked recall can actually be. I would like to refer to Dr. Johan Villander's study of groups of adults whose average age was 75. The researchers offered three different sets of the same 20 memory prompts. The prompt as a word, the prompt as a picture, and the prompt as a smell. The scientists found that the word and visual cues brought back memories mainly from subjects' adolescence and young adulthood. However, the smell prompts called up recollections from early childhood under the age of 10. Despite such memories coming from the extremely distant past, the volunteers claimed that they tended to convey the sudden sensation of being taken back in time. They described these memories much more clearly. The ability of smells to trigger autobiographical memory, experiencing any event that is psychologically traumatic. Let's refer to the study by Toffolo et al. At Utrecht University from 2011. In an experiment aimed at investigating aversive memories similar to those experienced by PTSD patients, 70 healthy women watched a film designed to provoke aversion. The scenes in the film included a car accident, genocide, and a circus accident involving people being trod on by an elephant. They were also simultaneously exposed to olfactory, auditory, and visual triggers, a particular smell, coloured lights on a black wall, and neutral background music. 1 week later, the participants were exposed to only one of the three stimulants and asked to relate their memories of the film. The results revealed that smell-evoked memories of aversive events were more detailed than those evoked by auditory triggers. Visual triggers were also more effective than auditory ones. The findings of that study concluded that smells are more effective than music when triggering traumatic memories and are as effective as visual stimuli. Remember that music has always been considered to provide equally powerful memory triggers. We should also note that because all of the participants were women, the research does not include the whole human population. Nevertheless, research by Tolan and Foa proves that more women than men suffer from PTSD. Therefore, the results are meaningful for this particular group. So, how can olfactory evoked recall methods be useful in the treatment of PTSD patients? Let us now look at a real case study. Can you all turn to page...